Tom Karkle in the WRJN News Center. Forecast for today, calling for sunny skies. We will have a high around 71. Kenosha right now, the temperature 59 degrees. In Burlington, it's also 59. 60 in Milwaukee, 58 degrees in Racine. A due process hearing on the liquor license for the Riverside Inn at Northwestern Avenue in the Horlick Dam, still scheduled for later today. May actually take until the 5:30 p.m. start time, though, to determine if the matter actually occurs. There was a closed-door meeting Tuesday night of the Common Council's Executive Committee with the city attorney, the city administrator, and others referenced that hearing, but nothing was revealed afterward by anybody involved. There had reportedly been negotiations in recent weeks, but whether they involve a deal or if some other legal issue is factoring into the equation may not be known until this evening, unless, of course, the hearing gets canceled. City of Racine sidewalk maintenance program done by Milwaukee Safe Step last year. Common Council, though, wanted a bidding process leading up to the recommendation of an engineering firm to manage it. But then last night, lots of discussion, including the suggestion it could maybe be handled in-house. Alderman Sandy Widener saying the program does not focus attention on the neighborhood sidewalks. She said what's proposed going forward is a policy change.
I don't know if this is an item that the council would prefer to see go to the committee of the whole for a fuller discussion so everybody has an understanding with this huge change in policy, or if you want it to go back to a committee so we can have a more robust discussion about, do we want to start down that slippery slope of contracting out a service that has been provided and provided well by our city staff for the past 30 to 40 years.
Alderman John Tate II noted this is only for 1 year and there is the chance to review the results.
This is not something that just came out of nowhere. This was a decision made by the council previously to say we're going to outsource this work, and the commissioner did his job, did the request for proposals, and found a, you know, lowest bidder, just happens to be from Illinois. Unfortunately, I'd much prefer that a Racine business also be the lowest bidder, but that wasn't the case, and we have to be impartial in our decision-making.
A motion to send the item back to the Public Works Committee was defeated. The panel's recommendation over an Illinois engineering firm was supported. A change order to Burlington Street and Sidewalk Improvement Program will cost about $139,000 through Reisman Excavating, but it will save the city close to $200,000 on the big pool project, which needs fill material. Administrator Karina Walters explained to the Common Council that the Kendall Street reconstruction project came to a halt with the discovery by the Wisconsin State Historical Society of records about a possible prehistoric burial site. The downtime led to brainstorming, though, and the idea of using the fill material from the Kendall Street project over at the pool construction site. Alderman Ruth Derwitziak said the unfortunate casualty from all of this is going to be the postponement of the annual fundraising pool party.
With the space needed for items and the fencing that would be necessary and everything, we can't make it safe enough that we're comfortable this year. So we're going to postpone it this year, and we will hit it again in 2018.
As for the possible prehistoric burial site, Walters indicating nothing really material was found during that six-week delay. Sturtevant's Village Board last night accepting the resignation of Trustee Michelle Duco. She did not attend the meeting. The reason for her resignation, a new job, according to Village President Jamie Hoffman. Duco is also on the Racine Unified School Board, still is, according to a district spokesperson as of this morning. She did attend the almost 3.5-hour meeting and work session Monday night at Knapp School. It's going to be up to the Sturtevant Board to determine how to fill that vacancy. Duco elected to the municipal body in April of 2016. Well-known Racine attorney Judd Wyatt is being remembered after his passing Sunday at Ascension All Saints Hospital at the age of 71. Aside from a long and distinguished legal career, Wyatt spent some 3 decades on the Racine City Plan Commission. His services are going to be taking place next week. Almost 2 dozen fire agencies called out yesterday afternoon in the Burlington area to help fight a fire in the city at a duplex in the 700 block of Pine Street. It caused extensive damage, according to Fire Chief Alan Bay, but nobody got hurt. Cause of the fire is still under investigation. Red Cross brought in to offer assistance to the 5 people and pets from 2 families displaced by that fire. In Kenosha, Bose Elementary School had a little fire in the bathroom. It involved some toilet paper, according to a school district official. It led to the evacuation of the school and some alternative arrangements for the students the rest of the day. Those who were not on field trips were sent off to Harvey and Summers Elementary Schools for the rest of that day. According to spokesman Tanya Reuter, district staff and the local restoration company worked throughout last evening to clean up the school and get it ready for classes today. $40,000 from the general contingency account to help finance the summer youth camp program in Racine, fixing up homes in need of repair in designated neighborhoods. Okayed by the Common Council last night, though not without some discussion. Neighborhood Watch Director Charlie French again explaining the kids are coming soon from all over the country, past funding sources no longer available.
We have been getting funds from different sources. We thought funding was coming from elsewhere for this, and it just didn't happen that way. And we are 2 weeks away. The kids are coming no matter what, and we need to do it.
Meanwhile, Alderman Terry McCarthy disagreed with using the contingency account for this, called it a precedent-setting move, suggested other options were not properly pursued.
To approve such funding requests from any one group or agency, no matter how well-meaning, noble, or valuable its mission, would set a very significant precedent in that you would likely have a long line of similar requests from equally well-meaning and noble agencies, equally strapped for funding, who didn't get vetted and balanced against the normal yearly budget process of priority setting.
The request was approved 13-1, McCarthy the only dissenter. For next year, though, it was suggested the item perhaps be included in the city budget process. At the Finance Committee meeting, Neighborhood Watch was also urged to maybe reach out to the county for possible funding help. Racine County District Attorney's Office reaching a plea agreement with 20-year-old Racine resident Benjamin Ball. He is scheduled for a June 20th plea hearing in the court of Judge Emily Miller on criminal charges from that December crash of a speeding car into the back of a city recycling truck on Washington Avenue east of Ohio Street. It pinned employee Mark Gates, who is also a local pastor, resulting in fatal injuries. Ball has no criminal record otherwise. He stands accused of homicide by the negligent operation of a vehicle and first-degree reckless endangerment of safety. Information at a court appearance Tuesday would have Ball pleading to either guilty or no contest to the allegations, and the DA's office recommending no specific amount of prison time. The Kenosha County District Attorney's Office charging 70-year-old Kathleen Coppy with the attempted arson of a Pleasant Prairie home where she had been staying since the weekend because her home in Illinois caught fire that day, a home that was also a temporary residence because there has been a fire at her permanent home, also in Illinois, back in December. Charging document says Coppy was sleeping on a living room couch. It was her brother's home on Sheridan Road. She denied starting it on fire, however, but police reports said there was a smell of gasoline in that room. WRJN.com, that's our webpage. We keep our newscast in the local news section. Also throughout the day, at WRJN News, get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Cargo, WRJN News.